Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, a new development in the simmering public feud between city leaders and Cook County prosecutors over their decision not to file charges in a deadly gang shootout last month on the city's west side. We've learned Mayor Lightfoot and top brass from police met yesterday with the state's attorney Kim Fox to talk about the situation. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports both sides agreed to work together, even though they issued separate statements saying that.
The meeting kept several days of back and forth between the mayor and the state's attorney, starting with the mayor questioning the decision, then the state's attorney holding a rare news conference to defend herself, and then the mayor pressing further in a campaign email and the state's attorney responding.
They have to be held accountable.
This is not a time for scapegoats. This is not a time for political rhetoric.
After the meeting, a thawing. A statement from the state's attorney's office said both renewed their commitment to work collaboratively, and a statement from the mayor said, we'll continue to strengthen our collaboration, both saying with the goal of reducing violence. That's the latest.
The mayor, meantime, has now finalized the COVID-19 testing program available to city workers who do not want to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Workers who have not been fully vaccinated by next Friday must submit to COVID-19 tests twice a week at their own expense. And workers who do not share their vaccination record will be put in what the city is calling a non-disciplinary no-pay status.
Members of the Chicago Fire Department are mourning their agency's fourth COVID-19 victim. Spokesman Larry Langford says 45-year-old Michael Pickering's death is a reminder that coronavirus is a constant risk for firefighters.
That's one of the reasons that we're considering this a line of duty death. This death will be treated with full honors, and compensation for the family is provided in our city rules and regulations concerning how we treat line of duty deaths.
A procession of fire department vehicles escorted Pickering's body to a Southwest Side funeral home this afternoon. The 18-year veteran was assigned to Engine 29 in Bridgeport and leaves three children.
Well, the mayor of Highwood says he's thrilled that his town's Great Pumpkin Festival is back this weekend after being canceled last year because of the pandemic. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that story.
Lisa, Mayor Charlie Picaro says many businesses in Highwood are still recovering from the financial losses they suffered during the pandemic and are still working to get back the number of customers they had before COVID.
The pandemic really did a number on all of our businesses. And the interesting thing about Highwood is all the business owners, they're sole proprietors. So these are family restaurants. These are not your big chains. This is a small business. You know, they're going month to month.
Picaro hopes visitors to the Pumpkin Festival will also visit businesses in town, and some of them will keep coming back. He says the area of this year's festival was doubled to expose as many of Highwood's businesses as possible to visitors. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's official Columbus Day Parade steps off Monday afternoon at State and Wacker. And ahead of the holiday, leaders of the Italian-American community received a special honor in Daly Plaza.
At Daly Plaza, the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian-Americans, Ron Onesti, is joined by leadership at the city, county, and state levels, each with a personal story on America's capacity for inclusion, many of their families entering the country long ago and thriving long-term by doing sometimes the jobs that no one had wanted to do.
Please direct your attention to the flagpole.
Just ahead of Columbus Day, the Italian flag is raised, centered between the American and Chicago flags as herald trumpets play the Italian national anthem. Announcing details of the Columbus Day Parade on Monday, Onesti doubles down on the spirit of inclusion.
Monday is a celebration of all ethnic groups, all cultures. We hope to walk arm in arm with all our brothers and sisters of all ethnic groups and all cultures to celebrate what we have all done together and what we have all suffered together to get here to this great country.
From Daily Plaza, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois state health officials say 54% of Illinoisans are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. 69% have at least one dose of the vaccine. And there said to be over 19,000 new cases of COVID-19 over the past week. And to breaking news, the Justice Department says prosecutors would not bring federal civil rights charges against the Kenosha police officer who shot and critically wounded Jacob Blake in an incident that triggered days of protests there and elsewhere. Press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office says investigators were unable to determine that Officer Rustin Shesky willfully used excessive force. Hampshire High School is preparing to go remote learning for a couple of weeks to fight the spread of COVID-19. The Kane County Health Department says since September 28th, Hampshire High has recorded 37 positive cases of COVID-19 student cases. Students will not be allowed on campus from Tuesday through October 22nd. And only immediate relatives of football players and marching band members will be allowed to attend tonight's football games.
35,000 runners are set to take part in Sunday's 43rd Chicago Marathon, back after a break due to the pandemic. And today, they've been filing through McCormick Place, which is where we sent WBBM's Mike Krause.
Here at McCormick Place, runners have been showing up for a health and fitness expo and to pick up their race packets.
I think there's no better place than Chicago to have a race.
Heiko flew in from Germany for his third Chicago Marathon.
Feeling confident right now because I put a lot of miles in, so not much of anxiety right now. More excitement.
The weather, the heat is a big topic of conversation. Dave Lett from Virginia said he's making adjustments and taking it slower.
You know, you got to be realistic about what you can do in the heat. You can control everything except for the weather.
Lett said he too has no anxiety, no self-doubt as he prepares for his first Chicago Marathon.
No. Why suffer twice? If you've done the training, you've done the training. If you haven't, then you just should be honest with yourself.
The organizers say there will be water, ice, water sprayers, and sponge stations to help the runners cool themselves down. That's the story here at McCormick Place.
Federal regulators here, they're seeing even more reports of people pointing lasers at airliners, and some of those reports are coming from the Chicago area.
The Federal Aviation Administration says pilots reported 138 incidents of people shining lasers into the cockpit last weekend alone. The FAA says pilots have reported a little over 6,700 laser incidents in cockpits nationwide so far this year. That's close to the 6,852 that were reported in all of 2020. Last weekend, a man from the south side of Chicago was arrested on a beach in Evanston for pointing a gun with a laser sight at a United Airlines maintenance flight that was flying over Clark Street Beach in Evanston early Saturday morning. Akeel Spencer is charged with felony aggravated unlawful use of a weapon for having a gun on the beach and two misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct for use of the laser pointer. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Allstate plans to sell its headquarters building in Northbrook. An Allstate spokesperson tells WBBM the insurance company's decision comes as employees have more choice about where they work and many are choosing to work from home. Allstate says it plans to keep a significant presence in the Chicago area.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.